Hi, my name is Alan from Ellery Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I will talk about HDB flats in the Bishan area. Why Bishan, if you may ask? Well, Bishan is a sought after estate by families due to its central location, good schools, and relatively newer HDB flat 20 years ago. Fast forward to today, most of them are more than 30 years old, with a balanced lease of less than 70 years. Can they still continue to command a premium? If you are an owner there, should you consider selling? What if you plan to buy? Are they worth the millions they are fetching now? What about private and landed owners? How well are your properties performing as compared to HDB flats? Here, let's dive deeper into them. First and foremost, I will analyze Bishan HDB flat performance against all HDB estates. The line in orange is Bishan performance from 2014 to 2024. It has fared a 38% return to date, against all HDB estate at 36%, and against neighbouring Toa Payoh Town at a similar 36% too. Can we say that HDB flats tend to perform pretty similar across most housing estates in Singapore? This is especially so for the past few years' rise in prices after COVID-19. The rise in prices is almost symmetry. Let's take a closer look at Bishan flats' performance. Transaction volume over the years has been generally healthy. The highest volume also takes place between 2020 to 2022. This is not because Bishan flats are finally moving. They are always sought after rain or shine. I sold them before, so I know. The increase is likely because HDB upgraders have to sell their flats to take possession of their new condos from Jadescape, the Garden Residence in Serangoon, to ECs and others. Price-wise, it seems that prices had a steep acceleration in recent years, even with a lower transaction volume. What causes this? Pent-up demand from first-timer? HDB downgrader flooding the market to PR buying their first property? Or is it due to current HDB owners being priced out of the private market and decided to move to a bigger flat in Bishan instead? As previously mentioned on the depreciating lease, most HDB flats in Bishan are between 60 to 68 years. Depending on which cluster, some are generally newer and some are older. Some have even crossed the psychological mark of 59 years. This means they are easily 40 years old. What does this mean on prices? Can we still depend on the Bala table to take reference? Can Bishan HDB prices continue to maintain or even outperform in the next decade or so? Especially so with more new MOP flats coming on board. One good example is newer estates such as the nearby Bidadari. Next, let me break down the performance in terms of housing types. I have a feeling bigger HDB flats in Bishan are highly sought after. After all, I've sold 3-room, 5-room and an EM in Bishan before. This is a chart for the various flat types. It has proven that executive flats have done well at 40%. 5-room flats are comparable at 42%. And lastly, 3-room flats have done 32%. This is not unusual as both 5-room and executive flats in Bishan are popular with families. They are big and spacious. Moreover, those flats that were built in this era are extremely livable. They are corner units, come with a service yard, and decent bedroom size. Some of the 5-room layout can even be converted into a 4-bedrooms. Moreover, Bishan Estate has a good upkeep. You don't believe me? Pay them a visit and you will know what I mean. As stated, Bishan HDB flats fare a 38% return. Not surprisingly, Bishan condo has outperformed by 70%. These follow closely by landed properties at 69%. I think I previously mentioned in some of my past videos, are HDB owners priced out of the private market? This is especially most obvious after 2020 when prices start to diverge outwards. However, for the layman, they may see it this way. For me, I think, let us be fair, most HDB flats in Bishan are older around the 30 years old mark. Whereas for private condos, some of them such as Skyview, Sky Habitat, and the newest kids on the block, Jadescape, are relatively newer. A newer condo usually has a higher price point. This may skew the overall condo performance upwards. Let me dissect them a little further. As usual, Bishan HDB flat did 38%. Season View, which is on 99 years tenure and has a remaining lease of 71 years, it fared 33%. Interesting, right? As for the 21 years old Boon View, which is on freehold tenure, it fared only 24% over the same period. Wow. What does this tell us? Don't play. our humble HDB flat in Bishan are holding their prices very well. They are even better than the aging 99 years condo or even freehold ones. Let's compare them against newer condos. How will they perform? If I compare them from launch, Sky Habitat fared a miserable 30%. Why like that? Well, I think I've covered them in my earlier Bishan condo before. For Skyview, it did an impressive 47% due to its lower entry price, practical layout, and central location. Jadescape also did well at 30%. The current going rate is 2104 per square feet, a rise from its average launch price of 1669 per square feet. Some say it is high. Sorry, it can even go higher. However, due to the larger quantum of private properties, this also indirectly means for HDB upgraders to play catching up is always a constant struggle. That is why in recent years, there are many young families moving into Bishan Estate. Paying close to $1 million is not an issue for them, since most of them are double income with young children and elderly parents. What they want is a spacious living area in a familiar HDB setting. Near to market, amenities, coffee shop, and yes, not forgetting those tuition centers. It's not unusual to see many big and luxury cars parking in Bishan HDB car parks. To them, they are sick and tired of chasing after their condo dreams. What they want is affordable living in a humble HDB flat to bring up their families, a place they can call home. Let me come back to the performance of landed properties in Bishan. This landed enclave is commonly known as Clover Park. They are mainly of freehold tenure. I have a relative who used to rent a house here. That is why I'm familiar with this estate. Anyway, most of them are older than Bishan HDB flats. Because of their scarcity and central location next to an MRT station, their prices have continued to hold very well. Let me share with you their most recent transactions. A typical inter-tenant today will cost you anything from 4 to 5 million. If you trace back to 2021, you still find them within the low 3 million mark. If we go backwards to 2017, they only cost 2.4 million plus. Cheap, right? Prices have almost doubled in less than a decade. That is why I always say, freehold landed properties in Singapore is still a very safe bet. Buy long term, and I'm very sure you wouldn't lose money. Let's sum up. Whether you are staying in a HDB flat, condo, or even landed properties, Bishan HDB flat, like the majority of HDB flats in Singapore, are left with 2/3 of its lease. Let's face it, they will reach their midpoint in the next decade or so. How will they perform? Depend on many factors. For many, these public flats are very comfortable form of housing for families that prefer a centralized location and a neighborhood with a higher proportion of middle class. For condo owners, Bishan condo are always sought after even on 99 years lease. Well, because this is a segment whereby HDB upgraders may want to pivot into. There are basically not many choices in Bishan itself. That is why condo prices continue to hold very strongly. For landed properties, they are the cream de la cream, the best of the best asset class for Singaporeans. Here, before I end this video, I can't help but wonder, these are newer BTO flats known as Bishan Villages along Bishan Street 14. They are currently under construction. It's near Bishan MRT station, next to Bishan Gym, which I frequently patronize, and along the beautiful Kallang River. They are 1,500 units comprising 2, 3 and 4 bedrooms. 3-room flat from 374,000 and 4-room flat from 528,000. Cheap or expensive? Please, ho, don't say they are expensive. They are oversubscribed many times. Why? Very simple. I predict the 4-room flat will easily fetch more than 1.2 million when they MOP in 6 years down the road. I expect a very strong demand for them. For 1.2 million to stay in a HDB flat near Bishan Central, new flats, new facility, and not so complicated neighbor. My hiang bei pai liao. Still got SNCC rebates and eligible for so many government incentives. In comparison, for a typical 3-bedroom in Sky Habitat, it easily costs above 2.2 million. Likewise, Skyview will even cost higher since it's newer. I can't help but wonder, when these HDB flats reach their MOP, will HDB owners upgrade to these nearby condos that are more expensive and older, indirectly pushing up its resale value? Or will they go for new homes instead and pushes up its transaction volume? Or will the reverse happen? Will condo downgrader move back to a MOP BTO flats and pushes up its valuation. Will this scenario play out in other housing estates with more MOB flats hitting the resale market, especially with an aging population? Seriously, I also don't know. We can only wait and see. That's all. If you have any housing plans to sell your Bishan properties, kindly let me know. Appreciated. Else, see you in the next video.